Welcome to the Christian Science Daily Lift, a place for inspiration. Sharing with us today is Anne Hallway Higgins. She's from West Wareham, Massachusetts.
What kind of day is today? Psalms has the best answer. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. At one time, I worked as a merchandiser, and one of our accounts was a large retail store. I always found the manager of the greeting card department difficult. She always seemed grumpy and hard to get along with. It made me feel as if my day was anything but joyous. After working there several weeks, I decided to pray about this, just listening quietly to what God would reveal. And an answer came. This is not about you. You can stop trying to figure out what it is she doesn't like about you and look for some spiritual qualities that are right there. I realized, for instance, that she was a very orderly person and expressed integrity on the job, and that those were admirable qualities expressive of God's nature, something I could appreciate. This helped me to see her holy spiritual nature, contrary to what she had presented to me. The next time I went to the job, I noticed her attitude had softened a bit, and it stayed that way. When I left to begin a new job a year later, she asked for my phone number, and later we met for lunch. She told me that she was sorry for the way she had treated me, that she was going through a divorce at the time, adding that now she and her husband were reunited. She smiled a beautiful smile. We might not realize what burden someone is dealing with, but we can reach out to God for a way to find peace in the interaction. Then we will see that this really is the day the Lord hath made. Mary Baker Eddy reminds us in her book, Science and Health, with key to the scriptures, harmony in man is as beautiful as in music, and discord is unnatural, unreal. For this reason, we can rejoice and be glad in the workplace and in every place else today.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.